Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Throwing the wrong base?
You want to know a weird thing that I do?
What?
I hope I'll cure myself from it. I love boxes. I like to see who's playing, you know, lefty lineups, righty lineups, etc. Here is Yan Gomes, pitches outside. But, you know, you can't change your habits. Like the players, they're not social distancing at all. They're high-fiving. And Turner hit the home run. And they were hugging him. So it's tough to break habits. Anyway, I have a habit I've been doing since I've been a little boy. The 1-0. And there's strike. I look at the boxes, and then at the end, I look down to see what the crowd was. I look down every day. Wait a minute, John. There's no crowd.
That's John Sterling, and he loves boxes.
Yeah. Amen.
Welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. My name's Jimmy. This is Jake. We're coming to you live from the Roosevelt Studios. Can you hear me through headphones?
I cannot. Hello, hello.
Hello.
I think I got you there.
Okay. Can you hear me? Okay, so just a headphone thing. Well, what up, guys? Welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. I love boxes.
I love boxes, Susan.
Well, anyway.
Wasn't he out yesterday?
Yeah, I hope he's well. I don't know what that was.
He's probably watching the pregame show with us. Thanks, John, for watching. We appreciate you. Get better.
That's the third time I've listened to that soundbite. I just figured out, like, what he was saying.
Yeah.
That he always looks at the attendance
in the box
of each game at the bottom of the box score.
Yeah.
And this season he keeps looking and it says zero.
Yeah.
And then he's like, well, I just figured it out.
Yeah.
I've listened to that. That's the third time. And I'm like, what is he talking about?
A plus B. Good for you, Sterling. We love you. Hopefully he's back tonight. I think there is a chance of that. I don't know. We haven't looked into that. I'm shocked. We've opened up full Sterling. We didn't expect that. But sometimes that just happens.
I might open up full Sterling a lot on the pregame show.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it. Well, anyway, we got a lineup today. We got another game. Yesterday's game was won by the Yankees. Today's game, they're going to try and do the same exact thing. I actually heard that from a player who texted me and said, yeah, I think we're going to try and win today. So
sources.
I said, great, dude.
Sources.
That's exactly what I want. DJ LeMay, who's leading off, playing second base. Aaron Judge batting second in right field. Gleyber Torres at shortstop, batting third. Giancarlo Stanton, DHing, batting cleanup. Aaron Hicks in center field. Luke Voit back in there, playing first base. Gary Sanchez is behind the dish. Gio Urshela at third base. And batting ninth, the left fielder, Miguel Andujar. Whippy, the whipmaster Hap on the bump, making his season debut. Whippy Hap. You surprised by this? Now, lefty on the bump, I said, you know, Andujar's the lefty left fielder. He's jumped Clint. He's jumped Talkman. I said that on the last show. You thought Talkman may be in there. They like Andujar.
Pump the brakes. It's one game. They want to get everyone at bats still. We're in get everyone at bats mode. I don't think he's jumped Talkman on the depth chart.
Oh, I do.
I think this is getting him reps, just like they're trying to do with everyone.
If Hicks is playing, Talkman's going to be on the bench for center fielder, and Andujar is going to be the left fielder versus lefties.
I mean, they got the lefty on the mound, Gardy struggling, so that was an easy sit. Hicks, he goes to the sticks last night. They keep him in, righty bat. I think this is still a coin flip right now. Talkman had crazy numbers versus lefties last year, and right now I think they're going every other. Didn't Talkman play last time
for Hicks
before Andujar? So I think it's still open game. I think it's more so the Orioles, like you were saying before. Miguel Andujar playing left field is not going to be the difference in this game. I am a little nervous that he's out there with Hap, who's a fly ball pitcher.
But it is Camden Yards, which their left field is basically Yankee Stadium right field.
It's small.
Really
it's small. I mean, if it's over there, it's either, you know, pretty playable or it's in the seats. So we'll see what it looks like tonight. You've got John Means on the mound. This is still what? Game 5?
5. The Yanks are 3-1.
So, yeah,
they're one of the only teams that with only one loss. The Marlins is another one.
Right. So we're still rotating through bodies, I think. But Andujar, nine-hole Andujar, that's some spooky stuff.
It's a crazy lineup. Yeah. I mean, the hitting in this lineup is nuts.
Yeah.
Gio 8, Andujar 9. Now, you watch out for Andujar.
How about this?
Watch out for Gio calling Andujar off on a ball in shallow left field. That happened last time he was out there.
Okay.
And I think Gio's just coming for Andujar's spot no matter where he is.
How about this?
Yeah.
I think what you're saying, and we normally do this, it's 95% overlap and there's a 5% gap. I think this is what the Yankees want the end of year lineup to be.
If Andujar doesn't struggle,
has to very much prove himself to get here.
But they're giving him the chances to prove himself over giving the chances to Tauchman in left field when a lefty's on the bump.
Yeah, I mean, still game five. We saw Tauchman out there last time on the double rest day. So,
but for Hicks at center field.
Like, right, double rest day.
Yes.
So, yeah, we'll see. I do believe the Yankees want this to be the go-to. But, dude, is this, I mean, Miguel Andujar in left field. let's see it, bud.
He has looked infinitely better in left field than he does at third base. Like, if you were to take someone who's never seen the Yankees, right?
Sure.
And show them a game where Andujar plays left field, and then show them a game where Andujar plays third base, they would say, why do they have the left fielder playing third base? I'm not joking. That is like,
I know, but
that
we've
is
got
what
a, what?
The eye test would tell you.
At the major league level, we have a one game sample right now.
But even spring training and summer camp, I'm just saying, if you just showed that footage to two people or one person that had no idea what his native position was,
yeah,
he looks way more natural at left than he did at third base.
Yeah. No, it's true. I mean, the bigger thing there is he looks bad at third base. He looks kind of like what you'd expect a baseball player to look like in left field. So, yeah.
Woody Glaber just joined.
Again, nervous with Hap. Just nervous with Hap. Hap gives up a lot of fly balls.
Can I talk to you about your Hap tweet?
Please.
Because you are driving the Hap train.
Yes.
And you have the most confidence in Hap out of anyone probably besides Hap. Wife, maybe. You probably have more confidence.
Similar.
She probably doesn't care. She's probably like, I love you no matter what.
Similar.
You don't love him no matter what.
No.
Well,
good.
You're worried today. You wouldn't have started him.
Jim, these Orioles have one set of skills. They are really good against left-handed pitching. Hanser Alberto hit .398 against left-handed pitching last year. I think it's... I forget if it's Ruiz. I think it's Nunez. Nunez crushes lefty. Renato Nunez.
It's my what to watch for, so.
Can I give you the Baltimore lineup?
Sure.
The Baltimore lineup is Hayes in center field, Hanser Alberto at second base, Renato Nunez at first, Anthony Santander at right field, Pedro Severino catching, Dwight Smith Jr. in the DH spot, Pat Valeca, some beautiful hair at shortstop. Rio Ruiz at third base. And Cedric the Entertainer Mullins in left field. Jim, I wanted to give that lineup so badly because let me give you a couple numbers.
Are you going to do Alberto? Because that's my what
okay,
to watch
for. I won't. Can I give you Renato Nunez?
Sure.
Renato Nunez is 11 for 19 with 4 home runs off J-Hap.
Oh, wait. No. Nunez was my what to watch for.
Okay. Whatever. Well...
But, yeah, that's my what to watch for. Don't
we
get Nunez up.
There.
When Nunez is up, hope people aren't on base because he's 11 for 19 versus Hap with 4 home runs, a .579 batting average, a .18 OPS. So that's my what to watch for. When Nunez is up, hopefully the bases are empty.
Jim, the guy batting before him, Hanser Alberto, is 6 for 13, a .462 batting average. The guy who hit almost .400 versus lefties last year. These Orioles can hit left-handed pitching. This is not a good matchup for Jay Happ.
Well, maybe he's getting tested in the same way Andujar is. Flyball pitcher.
But first start, you don't want that. And, you know, he was lined up to start in Philly, and the whole season got changed before us. This really is a bad matchup for Happ. I'm hoping he gets in and out of there as quick as possible. And, dude, that's the thing that just – the reason I'm getting out in front of this is because you know this. It's how people talk about the Orioles. Yes, they're a bad team. Their pitching is world-class bad, and their defense is bad. Even their hitting against right-handed pitching is, eh. I mean, they got a couple rolls against Cole last night. They can hit left-handed pitching. So I'm just worried about that matchup-wise for Hap.
Okay.
I mean, in the first 3 innings, he's going to have to go through Alberto and Nunez twice, pretty much.
Yeah. And hopefully there's no one on base.
And those are guys that are just really good numbers. Dwight Smith is 4-for-10 against them. We're playing in a hitter's park. You know, I'm all in
on
the
leader of the Cap Confidence Train is very nervous. I'd get off the train if I got on a train and I saw you sweating and like, this is a tough track. I'd get off. I'd be like, oh, wow.
I think literally,
yeah,
Rob Lowe style, literally, the only matchup worse than Jay Happ versus these Orioles at Camden Yards would be the Rockies at Coors.
Ooh.
That's
well,
it.
Check this out. We interviewed Rob Lowe once.
I'd rather we did.
It's true.
Dude, I went through those pictures the other day, and that whole day was bizarre. But cool. Flex. I would rather Jay Happ versus the Astros in Houston than at Baltimore. Not even peacocking and being dumb.
No, you're just very scared for him.
They can hit left-handed pitching.
But you don't believe in Whippy Happ. He's a new guy.
I believe in Whippy
Happ. No, because I'm not nervous at
all. I just want him to get off to a good start.
5 innings pitched, 5 hits, 1 run. Final line. Book it.
He very much can, but I think...
I just kicked you off your own train.
Either way, he's going to have to work. I don't like the matchup. He can persevere.
The Orioles are prepared for Stiff Happ.
Stiff Happ.
And he's whippy.
So whippy now.
So don't even worry about it.
So whippy.
Yesterday, the Orioles used a lot of relievers. They used Evan Phillips. They used Paul Fry. They used Cody Carroll. And they used Sean Armstrong. John Means for them is only going like 3 innings today. He's building up. He's got a dead arm, which I also suffer from,
yeah.
2 of them. And who are they going to go to, man? Like, their bullpen's bad. The Orioles, like,
they...
Means is pretty good. But if he's only going to give them 3 innings, ugh. And Means is pretty good. I think he got beat up in his 2 starts against the Yankees last year.
Yeah. I fell into a what to watch for. And I'm sorry I stole part
What's
of yours,
yours.
But I tried to check, and then we checked on the player, and you told me it was cool. And
well,
then...
I told you beforehand, before you did line up, that it was Nunez. And then you said, was it Alberto? And I just thought you said the same guy.
Yeah.
So we both didn't listen to half of the convo.
Okay. That's fair. That's fair. I'll take that. I'll shake on that deal. The first 6 Yankees in the lineup have a home run off of John Means.
Yeah. No. That's not what I have. That's not the numbers I have.
Okay. What numbers do you have?
Only DJ, Gary, and Higgy have home runs off John Means.
Is that just last year or something? Because I have LeMahieu, Judge, Torres, Stanton, Hicks, and Voit.
What do you... No, yeah. I
have ESPN.
Yeah, I have Baseball Reference, and it says none of them.
ESPN Reference.
I don't think we've played enough games for that to have happened.
Well, we'll let the fans go to it. Judge is... Do you have Judge having one off John Means, or no?
No.
Okay, so I think that's the easiest one for the fans to find while we discuss that. So, there you go.
No, that's wrong. That would be crazy. He's only made 2 starts versus the Yankees in his career, and he's only gone 3 innings both starts.
And that is wrong. ESPN, you're wrong.
ESPN's very wrong.
You're wrong.
Yes. DJ, Gary, and Higgy have home runs against Means. Judge has
Where's
a double.
Higgy?
Gardner has a double. Gio has a double. And that's about it.
Get Higgy in there.
Get Higgy with it.
Get Higgy in there. You worried about Gary?
No, it's 4 games. Gary, okay. When Gary looks bad, he looks really bad.
It's true.
So, I mean, he can hit a homer, and then he can hit 2 more homers because he's really good at baseball. But he looks bad right now. But yeah. I gave him the motherfucker last, you know, get off my back, everyone.
Get off his back.
I gave him the motherfucker award.
I mean, I'd like the way you're feeling about Gary right now is how I feel about Happ.
Happ hasn't even pitched yet.
Right.
Wait, I'm saying Gary's going to be good. You're saying that.
Happ's going to be good.
That's not the way it's coming off.
I'm saying that Happ's going to be good.
You're saying
maybe not today.
Oh, today.
That's what you're saying about Gary. That's exactly what you're saying. Gary hasn't been great. When he looks bad, it looks bad.
Yeah.
Jay Happ. When he looks bad, he looks bad.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to be very good this year, but this is a bad matchup for him.
Those are two. They don't even connect. They're similar. They're not even on the same track.
They overlap. They absolutely overlap.
You're hoping Hap gets shelled so you can be like, I told you.
No, I'm rooting for Jay Hap to be good. You call me the leader of the train. Don't get it misconstrued.
I kicked you off the train. I'm driving the Hap. Zach, did I kick him off the train or what?
You're not even near
the train. Who's driving the Hap confidence train
right now? You're away from the train. You're not allowed near the train.
Zach, let Zach answer.
There's a discrepancy on who is the conductor of this train.
Yeah.
You said I was the conductor of the train.
Yeah. Are you not listening to my half of the show? I said
so
I kicked you off
the train. So you're leading
the
J-Hap train all season. Yeah. All season. You'll say this now to all the listeners. Jimmy O'Brien's leading the J-Hap train.
You started the season full of doubt.
That's fine. That's fine. I'm just going to let Twitter
know. I said I kicked you off the train.
I'm letting so you think Hap finishes what? Cy Young votes? Because I've said things like that.
No.
But you kicked me off the train.
You didn't say Cy Young votes.
I said Cy Young votes this offseason.
No. No, you didn't.
Okay.
We got a bipolar train driver
just
here.
Tweeting.
The Hap train is
John
like
Boy leading the Hap train.
I am now the Hap confidence train.
Wow. Yeah,
you got the boot.
Wow.
Whippy as fuck.
So whippy. The whippiest.
Imagine if he scrapped that between Whip spring master. Training and summer camp.
Yeah. Didn't like it.
Didn't like it. I'm out.
Didn't feel right. Didn't like it.
The pitching path to victory for the Yankees. I mean, Chad Green's probably out.
I'd rule Kresge out.
You ruined Kresge out?
I'm ruling Kresge out.
I mean, I'm not ruling Avalon out.
No, never.
Even though he throw... Never. Oh, he only got one out.
Never.
He only got one out? He threw nine pitches and got one out?
Luis Avalon calls me Mr.
Is that real?
Right.
It felt like Avalon was in the game for like Forever. Two innings last night. He only got one out?
We're tough. This is not a Luis Avalon pod. No one's driving. The train is off the track.
By the way, is this real?
He had one walk and one out.
Okay.
So, yes.
Were they both long at-bats? It felt like
he
thought
came
he got
in
a...
after Cole. He came in after
Cole.
Oh,
okay.
So
okay,
that's what
okay,
it was.
Okay. It was a long inning, and he was part of it.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I felt like he was in there forever. It says he only threw nine pitches.
I've got no Kresge and no Chad. Avalon is in play for me.
I think they need to use Britton in this game.
He threw in the bullpen yesterday in the ninth inning. Do you see that?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know if that was just a full throw day or
well, you know me. Keep Britton regular. Yeah.
I don't know if it was because they were bringing Kresge in and if he let a few guys on. But, yes, Britton was throwing in the pen yesterday, which either means he's even more prime for today or, like,
he's out.
He just hasn't pitched.
Yeah, you just need to pitch that dude.
He's still in for today.
I'd pitch him today. You need to keep Britton regular.
Familiar with the Baltimore mound? Good memories?
Yeah, I mean,
the
dude, it's everyone. Like, I think Britton they want to use.
Yeah,
Canely and Otto, if they cannot use them, they probably won't. Loaisiga might be in for a day, and maybe they get King out there if it's a blowout. Blowout, I'm going Loaisiga King. Close game, I'm going Britton and Canely and Otto.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the pitching path to victory.
That's far.
PPV.
PPV. PP2V.
PP2V.
Okay, now we got it. Yeah. Took us a year.
PP2V.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to move on to Homer Draft? It's the Homer Draft.
Nice.
Jonathan Holder will probably come in today. Yeah, if it's a blowout, put him on the list.
Or if it's
the list.
Close.
Yeah. I'm going to raise my chair a little bit.
Ben Gardy asked if there's an off day tomorrow. No, they're at home versus the Red Sox.
Yeah, they put the flags up. We're in the Bronx here at the Roosevelt Studios, RSVLTS Studios, and they put the flags up, Keith said.
Yeah.
Like the standings and all that stuff that they do. Well, anyway, Homer Draft. I got on the board yesterday with Judgy, so I'm up 1-0 on the series. It's a two-game set, so it's kind of hard. But you're still winning. The total score, because you got two.
I got two
against the Nats.
Yes, sir.
I believe I get first pick.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's cool. I'm definitely taking Stanton.
Okay.
And you know what? I'm going to take DJ.
Okay.
He got four hits yesterday. The very last time the Yankees played against the Orioles and faced off against John Means.
Right.
Well, do you want to know what happened on the first pitch thrown?
What happened?
DJ hit a homer.
Wow.
I think I believe it was August. Now I'm just going from straight memory here, but I believe it was August 13th. August 13th, 2019, 7:08 start.
Dates and a start time, which
just going
makes
off.
You wonder.
First pitch thrown in the game by John Means went for a home run. DJ, so leadoff home run yesterday. Leadoff home run against Means in his past. Leadoff home run today. Why not?
So you're not taking Gary Sanchez today?
No.
Oh, so you're, seems like you're not in on Gary Sanchez today then.
I think Gary will break out of it. I'm not sure if it's today. Like, I'm not worried long haul. Yeah, but.
Sounds like J-Hap. Okay, great pick. So you'll take Stanton with your second pick then?
Yeah,
because I
you,
took him
you
yesterday.
Can't take him.
You'll
so.
Take DJ first.
Yeah.
Okay, homer draft. Okay, I'm taking Aaron Judge.
Smart.
He homered yesterday. He's really good. He's really good at baseball. I'm going to take Aaron Judge. And then I'll take Gleyber Torres. Had a decent year versus the Orioles last year.
He really wanted to hit a homer.
Yeah.
After Judge hit his.
Yeah.
Flied out to left. But you just could missed. Tell he yeah. was like, you know, the last time it was me and Voidy, we both hit homers in the same inning. He thought he was going to do the same thing with Judge. You could tell.
Yeah. So I'll go with the mainstays. I got duped yesterday. Hixie, baby, he got one. DJ, all good picks. It's I wish this was a 3-game set because we just feel dumb if you didn't like take someone like Gary Sanchez and he hits it's three home runs today.
The homer draft
be nuts.
I'd be so happy for him if he did that. But I'm already winning. The homer draft is really fun on 4-game sets because you get really to the bottom of the barrel yeah. in there. I'm excited about that, and the Yankees will probably hit a ton of home runs. The bullpen's coming in. Could be crazy.
I've got a question.
Jake has a question. Zach, can you call on Jake?
Yes, Jake.
Do we want tonight's game to be entertaining?
Dude, I know I sound snobbish, but that was the most boring game last night.
Last night was pretty boring.
After they hit the home runs and yeah. Cole started – retiring 14 in a row, man. I was like, can I put on the Dodgers yeah. Astros game? Like, this is dull.
I'll be honest, and I'm honest with the Talking Yanks faithful.
You are an on.
We're recording right after this, and you know we're going to talk about the series and probably a little bit of schedule change and stuff. Whatever. I didn't watch a ton of Brooks Kreske. I was flipping.
I had it on.
I was flipping.
I had it on.
I was flipping.
And I was looking at it, but it wasn't getting yeah. inputted into my brain. You know, sometimes when you're reading and you like get to the bottom of the page, yeah. you're like, whoa, I didn't absorb any of
yes.
that.
Yes.
That's how I watched the last couple innings of the game last night.
And I felt, because we talked Brooks Kreske, I think it was episode 3.
Right around there.
Bobby Pimpsner was on, and he was all excited. He was saying, he's like, I literally never been happier for a guy to make it to the bigs. And I was like, yeah, he looks good. Looks good. So, yeah, I'm interested. I'd like a little entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe keep it entertaining to, like, the 6th.
Dude, even Hicks' home run was kind of like, yeah.
Yeah. That's it's, like, expected.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Well, you know, it is a better matchup, but Means is only going 3 innings or whatever. And Whippy Hap's going to be dicing them up. 5 innings pitched.
I love that. You leading the Hap train. I think Gary gets his first hit today. I'm now the leader of the Gary train. So, I'm excited for that.
Yeah. We have an over-under. What do you think the over-under is here?
Holy smokes.
Means to the bullpen and Hap. Got to be 10.5.
Cheese and rice.
10.5. They rarely go
Means
higher than that.
Bullpen. Yeah, this early in the season, I'd say 10.5.
What is it, Zach? Do you have it
Producer
up there?
Zach!
Yeah, it's going to take a second to show up for you.
Come on.
Come on.
I didn't want to spoil it.
You can say it.
Come on. It is. Roll the dice. Let's see what it looks
like. It's better reveal when you
five,
see it.
5, 4, 11. Dude, that's pretty high.
Hot dog.
Hot diggity dog.
Over.
You doing it?
Yeah. Short season. Yanks are still pissed off that they missed games and stuff. They're in pad and stats mode, dude.
Oh, you're making
oh, no.
me nervous.
Oh,
you don't look
no.
good up there. I'm gonna be honest with you.
I'm taking the over as well.
Good up there.
Taking the over as well, Jake.
You're nervous about it though.
Because
is that a reflection of Hap at all?
No, Hap's gonna. So I'm saying Hap's gonna shut him down. But I think the Yanks are gonna put up 10.
Okay. Like they.
I'm being honest. I think the Yanks are gonna put up around 10.
So this is a weird combination of. A division team being so bad and a division team being so good.
There's rain in the forecast?
Oh,
the
chat's, there is
the
rain.
The chat saying
there's
rain.
9 p.m. rain.
Because it might get called short.
Then it would get called. Under.
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 Locked in. Under. Taking the rain under.
This six innings, I think like 6-1, 6-2.
If there's rain in the forecast, I mean, they're just going to call it.
Both sides.
Yeah, Orioles don't
this
care.
This isn't fun.
We just wanted Means to get some innings. Like, you think, right? Do you think we want to see our bullpen pitch against that lineup?
Mm-mm.
Please. We'll take the rain.
The Orioles analytics department hates their bullpen. These guys suck.
I mean, the Orioles bullpen hates the bullpen.
Yeah. Just praying that phone's not for them tonight.
They just all look at each other being like, I'm better than that guy. Phone but then rings. That guy's like, no, I'm alone.
Please don't pick me. Please don't pick me.
All right, so we're both taking the under. Whippy Hap will whip it.
Whippy.
And everyone hits a home run.
Whippy.
Enjoy the game.
Enjoy the game. Thanks, everyone.
Should I play a random John Sterling call?
Yes.
Let's go to our Twitter account, Jay Sterling Calls. I'm literally just going to slide down the feed and click one. And here it is.
The pitch is lined deep to right field down the line. She is gone. It hit the foul pole. It climbed off the foul pole. It's a three-run home run. Aaron Hicks hits one to the sticks. A three-run blast. And the Yankees take a 4-1 lead.
See you guys. Bye.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.